is Matt Savage, and you're listening to Top Pair Poker Podcast.
Do you want to take your entire game to the next level? Head to Pokersprout.com and discover a better way to learn poker strategy.
Who has the patience to sit through hour-long videos hoping to see a spot that helps your game? That's why PokerSprout is different. PokerSprout's short, animated poker training videos are fun and packed with step-by-step advice that gets you thinking like a solid professional with each lesson.
Learn valuable poker concepts from a library of topic-specific videos. Whatever your skill level, you can study effectively to become a master of the game. Bankroll management, analyzing poker tells, metal game preparation, short stacks tournament play, understanding multi-street betting strategies. Poker Sprout has all these videos and continues to add more.
The cost? Just a couple of big blinds.
What are you waiting for?
Bet on yourself and check out PokerSprout.com today. That's PokerSprout.com.
Welcome to the Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast, bringing you tales, tips, discussions, and great interviews, led by two veterans of the poker home game scene. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Robbie and Bruce.
It's the beginning of May. Seems like we just passed New Year's. Time flies. In this episode, we start and end with a one-outer, the first one I encountered in a recent cash game, and Robbie concludes the show with this example that gave him a great hand. We talk about sharing poker content, articles, videos, and blogs with other game enthusiasts. We received a great email from a listener. He explains how tips from the Top Pair podcast helped him jump in and assist in getting a charity tournament going. Our guest this week is Reed Young, poker pro and one of the originators of a new poker training site. Chelsea, how are your Mayflowers coming along?
Hey, how you running? Beats, suckouts, triumphs, and tragedies from last week's home game play.
Robbie, how are you running?
Oh, I'm running pretty well on a number of different levels. Poker-wise, I've been slowly but steadily inching up. You know, I'm always worried about that, you know, when the little winning streak ends, that you'll have like one bad session and it'll erase the entire thing. Hopefully, you know, hasn't happened yet. Hopefully it won't happen. But, some little wins each time I've been playing. So, that's been going pretty well. How about yourself, Bruce?
I've had the opposite. I've had little loses each time. I started out the year gangbusters and was up huge. And it seems like for the last 6 or 8 weeks, I've had trouble even getting a winning session. My losing sessions haven't been tremendous, so my bankroll's still, fairly positive from the year going, but, I think I'm due to take another swing and go back into to the winning side of the thing. So.
Any particular, big hands or something to report?
Well, I had an interesting one, and again, it's not a big hand, but it's just kind of one that sticks in your mind. We were playing Big O, which seems to be a real popular game, especially at the end of the night when we're doing Dealer's Choice. It's the game that everybody kind of says, well, this is the game we can, if you're stuck, it's the game that there's the big swings and big pots, and sometimes you can have a $200 or $300 swing in just two or three hands, depending on how the cards fly. But, I was in the big blind and had a hand that I would never in the world play, but it wasn't raised. So, it was basically a full house I had in my hand. I had 3 fives and 2 sixes.
Okay.
So it checked around to me. I was in the big blind and like, okay, well, check.
Yeah.
The flop came out with a 6, a 4 and a 3, I think.
No kidding. Okay.
And so I flopped top set, but there was some straight possibilities and everything there too. So right. I think I made a bet and everybody fell out except one person and he called. The turn came pretty inconsequential card, so I needed another bet and he fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Or he stayed in, and so we were heads up and the river came, and the card that came to the river definitely completed the straight. But in my mind, I'm thinking, you got to have a 5 to make that straight.
And you've got 3 of them.
And I've got 3 of them. So okay. I got to be good here, right? He couldn't do the one outer. And so I made a pretty big bet. He re-raised me. And I got thinking, what does he have?
Oh, no.
I bet he's just got the nut low when he's thinking he can, push me off the hand. So I called the re-raise and I'm saying, I know you got the low because you can't have the straight. because I've got three of the fives. And of course, he flips over his hand. Oh, yeah, I've got the straight. Oh, I guess God. I have one remaining five. So, wow. God, it just breaks your heart. So, uh-huh. Yeah, it's those kind of hands I've been having for the last 4 or 5 weeks. Oh, but so you know, you gotta just tough it out.
I guess we'll never play a full house even from the big blind and big eyes.
yeah, really. I just couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Well, what do you? I know we talked briefly last week on your running. How you're running? Or running good?
Running well. Yeah, running
your,
well.
Your charity to maybe raise some money. How's that going?
That you know what? I don't know if it was because of the podcast or what exactly it was, but you know, I'm actually really thrilled. We got I was the first and still am the first. A sponsor, I guess, of my own running to raise money for Kids Kicking Cancer. You know, each kilometer I run, I donate some money to them. And, I got two really wonderful, phenomenal sponsors over the last couple of weeks. They came out and saying, hey, you know, Robbie, we want to go ahead and sponsor you. People very familiar to you, Linda Johnson and Jan Fisher.
Yeah, great folks. Obviously, they're pillars of the poker world. You know, Women's Hall of Fame and regular Hall of Fame members, Linda is, and they really help to the show as far as helping us with content and getting guests and things like that. So that's super.
It seemed like it just sort of came out of nowhere, and they're like, hey, Robbie, we heard about you running well. We want to, tell us a little bit more about it. And each of them, they're sponsoring, $10 per kilometer. So, now, over $20 a kilometer each time I run for the month of May. And, it definitely gets me motivated to, get the lace up the running shoes and get out there and raise some money for charity. And, I'll just put that call out there. Anyone who wants to, also go ahead and pledge, raise money for this, for Kids Kicking Cancer. It's a wonderful charity. By all means, get in touch with me, Robbie@cardplayerlifestyle.com. I'll be happy to put your name up on my page and, however much you'd like to sponsor per kilometer. And, the pledge, it's all done by you. I'm not a middleman financially or anything like that. You just, at the end of the month, I'll let you know how much I ran, and I update it after each run. And, you can just go ahead and PayPal your donation over to them. That's what Running Well is all about. So, again, thanks, Linda and Jan.
And, great boss.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And the other thing I actually wanted to talk about is something, just briefly, something that the latest article that I wrote for my site, Card Player Lifestyle. It's called 7 Reasons Why You Need to Share Great Poker Content. And it's the reason I wanted to sort of bring it up is it's before I published it, it's something that had really been burning within me for a while that I had wanted to say and sort of like get out there. It's an editorial piece, and I just sort of felt that people in the industry a lot, it's fiercely competitive, just sort of like at a poker table. Everyone wants to win, and every poker media outlet always wants to put the best content and get a whole bunch of visitors there. But what I think, my general attitude towards it is not necessarily that people should be out to put each other out of business, but we're all lovers of the game of poker, and the fact is we all have the same audience of poker fans. This podcast, the Top Pair podcast included, we're all trying to promote the game and do good things and put great content out there for people. And the article that I wrote was pretty much a call for everyone to lay down your swords. You don't need to fight as much. Why don't you share each other's content? If there's something that's out there, be positive. I don't really see any sort of negative aspect of let's say, for example, a Poker News sharing an article from an All In magazine or vice versa or something like that. If anything, I think, it's something I practice myself as well. The particular home game aspect, like why am I bringing it up here? I think the same can sort of hold true, when everyone, you're all buddies and when you're playing in home games and stuff. If it's something that you read, a lot of us are reading what's going on in the poker world. What did Daniel Negreanu do this week or that week, or a great strategy piece that you read? Share it with your friends. Bring it up. Talk about it at the table. And I think it's always a good topic to talk about. And keep giving writers and content producers motivation and reason to keep putting this great content out.
Yeah, I think that's great. I know we definitely share here on Top Pair. In fact, we're grateful for a lot of the content. Almost every single show we have an idea for a topic or a subject we talk about that is spurred on by an article that we've read or something that we've run across. And as, like you say, in the home game table, you know, it's a lot better than talking about religion or politics or something that could possibly end up in an argument or a fist fight. You know, this is a great topic to talk about that everybody'd be interested in, and probably nobody would get upset or offended about.
Yeah, well, since you mentioned it, I got to plug that other one. There was an article I wrote a while ago of the 9 things you should never discuss at the table, and those first 2 things were religion and politics. But yeah, by all means, in general, I do think it's good to sort of share good poker content that you read about.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a link to that, so I encourage everybody to click on that and read that article.
Cool. Well, after these words from our sponsors, we'll explore a recent listener email that makes us really proud.
Seat open, table one. Hey, wait a sec. I know this guy. He sat on my left yesterday. Ah, I wish I remember how he played.
You should have taken notes.
Oh, come on. I'm not bringing a notebook to the table. I'll look like a fish.
You don't have to. There's an app for that. Poker Notes Live. Notice a tell? Want to keep track of your live poker sessions? Use the Poker Notes Live app to tag and classify your opponents. Record your wins and losses, and improve your overall performance at the poker table. Poker Notes Live. Get it now on Google Play and the App Store. Don't ante up without it. Brought to you by CardPlayerLifestyle.com.
Do you want to take your entire game to the next level? Head to Pokersprout.com and discover a better way to learn poker strategy.
Who has the patience to sit through hour-long videos hoping to see a spot that helps your game? That's why Pokersprout is different. Pokersprout's short, animated poker training videos are fun and packed with step-by-step advice that gets you thinking like a solid professional with each lesson.
Learn valuable poker concepts from a library of topic-specific videos. Whatever your skill level, you can study effectively to become a master of the game. Bankroll management, analyzing poker tells, metal game preparation, short stacked tournament play, understanding multi-street betting strategies. Poker Sprout has all these videos and continues to add more.
The cost? Just a couple of big blinds.
What are you waiting for?
Bet on yourself and check out Pokersprout.com today. That's PokerSprout.com.
Congrats! You made the show! Questions, comments, insights, and opinions from you, our listener. And you didn't think we were paying attention.
Hey, Robbie. This past week, we got a very, very nice email from one of our fairly new listeners that talked about how much he enjoys the podcast and how much he actually made a couple of the tips or the subjects we talked about.
Awesome.
Work into a tournament that he was in. So
very cool.
I think the whole thing is worth reading and kind of emphasizes the lesson that he learned from maybe some of the subjects that we taught. Touched on and appreciate his good words too. So just a reminder, we love to hear from you. We really do. That's what we're doing this for, is for you, the listeners. So let us know. Send emails anytime on any topic or subject or comment to feedback@toppair.net.
For sure. And of course, we're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter @toppair, as well as on Facebook. Look for the Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast. Just like Bruce said, questions, comments, ideas, suggestions, compliments on how awesome we are, whatever it is, we're here for you. And Bruce, go ahead, take it away. Let's hear what our listeners have to say.
Or complaints or criticism,
yes,
too. So we'll say, you know, if we do something that's bugging you, let us know that also.
But especially compliments.
This comes from Lou in Los Angeles. He starts out, "I spend 2 hours each way commuting to work," which is, wow, what a commute. Mm-hmm. I guess in L.A., though, maybe that's not that uncommon.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 blocks, right?
Yeah. He says, "Most of the time is spent watching and listening to podcasts." I hope he's in public transportation if he's watching. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on his Surface tablet. "A few weeks ago, I did a search in my podcast app for poker and found your podcast. I'm really enjoying your show and look forward to every new episode, so much so that I've already listened to 6 months' worth of back shows." Well, that's a good start,
but we've got
a lot more you can listen to.
Thanks,
Lou. You know, we do appreciate that. He says, "I'm very interested in home game poker and have already received a great deal of information from your show. I really love playing Hold'em, but unfortunately don't play in person very often. The last time I did, I was able to put some info you shared with us to use.
Okay.
He said it was a fundraising tournament for a fellow cycling friend. Basically, we got our chips and were pointed to a pair of tables, and that was the end of the instruction. The players sat down at the table and looked at each other, really not knowing what to do next. Having a bit of experience playing, I took charge, and after some discussion, I went back to the banker for dealer buttons and helped get things going.
Oh, okay, cool.
I cleaned out the first table and then joined the second table, and that's when things got interesting. After about 10 hands in, there were two of us in a hand at showdown, and the other player called that he had a pair of kings, which was his whole cards. Uh-huh. I called that I had two pair, sixes on the board, and a queen matching one of my whole cards. I knew something was wrong right away, and one of the other players called that the other player actually had two pair too, even though he didn't call it that way. He would have had the
kings and
pair
six.
Of kings and sixes, right. Which would have done better than my queens and sixes. As luck would have it, just a few days earlier, I heard the exact same scenario on your podcast. We discussed what should be done and agreed that in a tournament, the dealer would likely to be responsible for sorting this out, but in a home game, there is no set dealer. The host of the event wasn't playing, so I shared the knowledge that I'd learned from you and awarded the pot to the other player. Even though I lost out on the pot, it was the right thing to do. My table image certainly increased after that. I ended up winning it all in the end. Apparently, the same issue had occurred at the table before I joined it, and the player who didn't get the chips went on tilt and was gone a few hands later. After the game concluded, I asked the host if I could host the tournament for her next year, and she gladly accepted. Hopefully, I can host a few games before that, but with my knowledge I'm getting from your podcast, I know I can give the players a much better poker experience. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and tips with us. Your podcast has become one of my favorites. So, thanks. Thanks for the kind words, Lou. Thanks for communicating with us.
That's
thanks
awesome.
For reaching
thanks.
Out. And thanks for illustrating the story.
For
you know,
sure.
It just makes us feel good that you know what we're saying does filter down and becomes helpful when you're around the felt with your you know friends and neighbors and home game people. And even in tournaments when there's people you don't know, that it gives you a track to run on. So we really appreciate those kind words.
Thanks. Really, thanks a lot, Lou. And also, bravo for doing the right thing. You know, there's some things a little bit more important than winning the hand. And like you said, your table image and I guess, you know, your image as a person in general really increases, you know, and gets better after something like that. And, oh, he's, you know, Lou's a great guy, that sort of thing. So
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. Obviously, it was karma if you ended up taking it down in the end.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah,
to the winners get the spoils, right?
Card speaks, and I think that's one of the fundamental things of poker. Card speak. If you table your hand, that's what your cards are. So,
all right. And again, you know, if anyone else has some stories to share, by all means, reach out to us on Facebook at the Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast or Twitter at Top Pair.
And of course, feedback at toppair.net for the email. So, up next, our special guest, poker pro Reed Young. We'll learn about him and about a new online training site he has developed.
Poker Talk? Me likey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast. It's the interview portion, and we are happy to have with us Reed Young. Reed is both an online and a live poker player. He's been playing for many years. He's also an instructor. I've known Reed for a little while. The first time I've heard of him was as a Card Player magazine columnist. Excellent strategy articles he's been writing for quite a while. And he is here to tell us about himself a little bit and also of a new poker training product that he's got called PokerSprout.com. Welcome to Top Pair, Reed.
Hey, Robbie. Thank you. And good to meet you too, Bruce.
Yeah, glad you were taking the time to be with us today. That's super.
Yeah, so Robbie, I guess, went through most of it, but beyond the shameless self-promoting aspects of it all, I really just wanted to talk about poker training in general and how we're aiming to improve it and how I think it's time for an iteration on the standard model that a lot of training sites have been kind of just copying over the past years.
Cool. So let's start off like this. Who are you? Let's, you know, say a little bit more about yourself. Where do you live? How long you've been playing poker for, et cetera?
Yeah, sure. So I've primarily been a Hold'em specialist, although I'll play some PLO here and there when when I guess I feel like swinging 17 buy-ins one way or the other. But yeah, I play hold'em cash games and tournaments. I've been playing for about 8 years professionally. I got started around my sophomore year in college. Mm-hmm. I'd actually just finished up taking all the prerequisite classes for med school. Thought that's where I was headed. So I pretty much had done all the work for it and was doing so well at poker, I decided just to give that a shot and enjoyed it so much. And rather than going to school for another 12 years, basically, to do what I wanted to do in medicine, decided to pursue poker. And so it kind of led me down this path of playing, being very successful at that. I found out that I like teaching even more than I like playing, which I didn't think there'd be anything out there I liked more than playing. But when someone's having some trouble with a spot, and you can explain it in a way that it just clicks with them, that their game improves like instantly. Once, you know, you just say a few sentences to them, I found that kind of moment shared between people to be extremely rewarding. So I wanted to try to scale that, and then that's where the idea of our training site came.
Yeah, that's great. As you know, we're mainly home game focused as far as, I mean, we talk about the whole spectrum of poker, but we kind of hone in on the niche of being in a home game, advice and experiences and tales and tips. Have you had any home game experience? Did that ever fall into anything when you were younger, maybe playing with kids in high school or your parents have a game or anything like that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've had run the gambit there. There's getting started in school, we would all meet for, sometimes two or three nights a week. And there would be maybe 10 to 20 of us playing just like a $5 buy-in game, kind of for fun, everyone getting to know each other on our hall. And then I would win maybe about a third of the time.
That's so pretty good.
Fewer and fewer people started showing up, and then basically then it was just me and like five other people who were kind of there to gamble, I guess. And then that's when I turned my skill set toward online, I guess. But yeah, other home games, there's been some stuff around Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live. I don't really frequent those as much. Usually I just play in casino if I'm playing live. But I've played in Russian mob run games in New York before. Yeah, just sort of just crazy stuff. But yeah, usually I try to stay away from the unsavory home games. But messing around with friends is always a fun thing to do. Like even people always say like, oh, you know, I don't think you'd want to like waste your time playing with us. But that's not true. Like I just love playing poker, and I don't really care who it's with or for how much money, you know. If it's just me and like a few of my high school or college friends who don't even really know what they're doing that much, like that's just as entertaining to me, really.
That's really cool.
There must be something about North Carolina. It seems like, memory serves me right. We interviewed, a while ago, Greg Raymer, and I think he now makes his home in North Carolina. We interviewed Robert Woolley, the poker grump, and just a few weeks ago, and he's in North Carolina, and now you're in North Carolina. There must be something in the water out there.
Yeah, I mean, you get all the seasons, there's mountains, lakes, everything's nearby. I mean, the leaves are beautiful in the fall. I mean, I love it. I grew up in a really small town where there's some great hiking, so definitely prefer being in North Carolina and close to family. Family's really important to me.
That's cool. Are you,
I did move out to Charlotte where there's an international airport. So if need be, I can escape.
Yeah.
Right. Are you, I know you were recently, at, the Horseshoe Cherokee. Is that right? Is that close to you where you are or not so much?
It's about a 3-hour drive, so not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to go out to when they have those circuit events. Otherwise it's pretty quiet. So yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but you know, you're driving through these super curvy mountain roads, which I love driving. So the trip down there is so much fun because the last hour is maybe just going, you know, maybe 30 to 40 miles an hour along these like 120 degree turn curves.
Wow. Like where they film all the car commercials, I guess.
I mean, they should if they don't. It's berserk out there, and you know, you don't want to like fly off a mountain or anything, but it's pretty fun to take it up a notch out there if no one's in front of you.
Cool. Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, the first time I became familiar with you and your work was seeing these really great strategy articles that you put together in Card Player magazine. How long you've been doing it for? How did that sort of start? And what and is there any particular focus, I guess, of the articles that you write?
Yeah, thanks. Maybe I would say probably about off and on for 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I started out, there's a much longer time editor and writer there. His name's Craig Tapscott, and he's just the man. He like reaches out to everyone. He had this column called Head Games, where he'll take like a lot of professional players and then just get their opinion on one question. So you have this like nice compare and contrast of how different people think about the game. And I guess they liked my thoughts enough to ask me to write there pretty regularly. I started off writing an article or two, and then I think 2 or 3 articles later, I just asked if I could do kind of like one a month, and they said, yeah, that was good. They're getting a good enough response. So
that's really cool.
Went from there. Yeah. And then I guess the type of strategy I write about, I guess the way I think about poker in general tends to be a little bit more mathematical than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to quantify each decision you make, like even if it's something based off a tell, which a lot of people don't think about it. A tell is like mathematical information, or trying to like quantify a physical event. For instance, just putting some sort of a number with information like that and kind of exploring the possibilities is something I like to write about a lot, because I think it gets people a little bit out of their comfort zone and starts having them ask questions about their game that they're maybe not used to asking. And that creates growth in the player as quickly as possible. So that's what I like to aim for, or just bringing up topics that people really don't discuss as often.
Right. And besides the obviously the back issues, your articles can be found online also, right? At cardplayer.com?
Right. Yep. They're all archived there, so
cool.
Probably a good 30 of them there by now.
Well, it seems that your penchant towards teaching and training then has evolved into your newest enterprise, which obviously we want to visit about, Poker Sprout. So tell us about that product and what your thinking is and what some of your objectives are with it.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, it was like a nice evolution. So I used to work for another training site, and I would coach there and charge. I think it got up to, this is a while back, granted, and I was also playing a little bit higher stakes at the time, but got up to about $450 an hour for coaching.
Do they have an opening now? that's pretty sweet cash.
I mean, yeah, it's really just about creating an indifference point from the point of view of the coach, between kind of what demand you're willing to deal with, mm-hmm. and then how much your hourly rate is, I think. So at the time I was making about $400 an hour playing. So,
mm-hmm.
So many people wanted my coaching though that I raised the price a little bit just to decrease the demand. And then I realized instead of doing that, I could just have group lessons. And so I charge way less, and a lot more people, kind of team together to buy these group lessons. And then 5 to 10 of us would meet. And I realized it was kind of just becoming a training site. So the next step was this idea for creating a training site that became Poker Sprout. And then trying to do things, like I was saying, more efficiently, quicker, and to have people learn how to think about poker. That's always been the way that I've tried to teach poker. Not like, okay, now that like I'm watching someone play and someone raises from late position and we have ace queen and the small blind, it's like, okay, you should do this. It's more like, okay, now that this person has raised, with what hands are you going to do this and why? And so you know how to react in a spot to a stimulus that you face much more often. rather than just like the very specific answer that may or may not even be right, because it's usually based on someone's experience rather than math. So when you see people like recording themselves and playing and then telling you what they were doing, why, you really never see like a full explanation of it. So it's just all like, well, this guy did this in this spot, so I'll do it. And people end up emulating a better player in a similar spot against completely different competition or different stack sizes or different metagame, different history, where all of a sudden you're just making a completely different decision, you know? So what we do is try to teach the variables, and then once you understand how to implement them and how to think about them, you can react in your game however you need to. So whatever you learn is applicable for any opponent subset or any stack size, things like that.
And you're doing this all yourself? You develop this on your own, or you have other trainers who do it with you?
We have a pretty good sized team. There's two content producers though. So it's, I'm one of them. And then we have this guy, his name's Simon Jonas, and he is incredible. Like theoretically, he's the most sound player I know. I mean, he's just like a game theory master, but also like just very good at using reads and making decisions very quickly. So, I mean, he can crank out like 800 hands of Zoom poker, no problem, and just be zooming through all these decisions that I think give a lot of people trouble, but it's just because he knows the math of situations so well that he's used to it. It's pretty like inspiring to see, but also just talking with him about strategy is game changing. I mean, you could have a half hour long conversation with Simon and it would change your career, like no doubt.
Well, you know, a lot, obviously our listeners are more geared towards home game play. You know, it's more of a recreational or a social activity, and not that most of them don't want to, you know, be successful and be winning players and improve their game and hone their skills, but they don't, you know, they're not looking to, most of them, to make a living off of it or, you know, being here in the U.S. in particular, have access to the online where they can play, you know, thousands and thousands of hands. So how does this relate into maybe just more of a home game player that is just looking to gain a little bit of advantage over his buddies at the table once a week or improve his game a little bit?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because I think when I try to explain it, it sounds like this is only like game theory and complex mathematics.
And that, math geniuses, right?
Yeah, that like professional players only are going to use. And that's not at all the case. What we're doing is making videos that any player can use for any situation. And that sounds kind of ridiculous if you're like a very beginning player and you're like, oh, I'm going to take this against, you know, the best players in the world. But that's exactly what we're setting it up to be. And we have different levels of videos. So we have beginning level videos, intermediate level videos, and advanced level video series. Each video series is made up of about 5 videos, each of which is around 3 to 5 minutes long. So very short videos that you can just, you know, come in whenever you have a minute, take off a video, and then get closer to completing that video series. And that topic, each video series is topic specific. So it might be about managing your bankroll properly, which anyone can use, or it might be about abusing tells. Like we're starting out, when we launch, we have a video series about direct questions is what we call it. So like when you're playing in a game and someone's just sitting across from you like stone-faced and you can't get a read on them and you're in like a borderline spot, it's about how to construct a question to kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better word, like annoy this player into giving you information about his hand. So just different things like that, that, yeah, even in a home game, it's extremely valuable stuff. So, you know, that's a good example. It's not at all geared only toward online poker. Although, you know, some video series are, like for another example, we're going to launch with a video series on increasing your hourly rate. So it's all about, you know, finding bonuses to sign up for, maximizing the amount of hands you can play in an hour without it being too catastrophic to your win rate, and just finding that balance. So really you're not even getting like better at poker. You're just getting better at setting up how you play. And it's extremely valuable.
Right. Well, that's definitely really good. You know, you used the word to complete and as a training course. You know, you sort of, would you categorize this as like, you know, someone goes to school also or whatever it is and you know, really goes ahead and learns it. And then they get like their certificate at the end, like, you know, they've graduated sort of to a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of like a more like a smaller scale of that. So we call each video series a badge. And what happens is when you complete the video series, you are rewarded this image. It's like a poker chip that exemplifies the topic that you've just learned. So you can work through this badge on bankroll management, for example, and then you'll have that link to your profile. And you can say like, hey, I just completed this video series to your friends. And or you don't have to if you want to keep it a secret. So next time you're out playing with them, they don't know you know what you know. All that sort of fun stuff.
That certainly sounds like, you know, unique. But I would say, and here's, I guess, you know, a little bit more of a possibly difficult question. You must obviously be aware that, you know, yours is not the only or the first type of training product out there. What would you say, I guess, is the thing or, you know, some of the things that set Poker Sprout apart from the other types of poker training out there?
Yeah, of course not. And we're actually really excited about that because it already brings market awareness to our venture. So it's good that there's other training sites out there so people know what they are. But Poker Sprout is much different than, say, like Card Runners because we have these topic-specific videos. So they're like animated videos.
Oh, they're animated. Wherein, cool.
Right, yeah. So we show, rather than someone just playing and, you know, someone talking over it, it's very subject-oriented and very progression-based. So the idea is that you start out being introduced to a subject that you want to learn about. So something very specific, it might be like continuation betting. And then we might be even getting like more specific. So it might be like continuation betting, the flop, and then continuing on various turn cards, for example. And then taking a person from that introduction to mastery of this very specific subject. So eventually we have this library of content that never goes stale, unlike a kind of click, record, and watch me play style, which is very metagame based, which changes, you know, year over year. All of this stuff, even though it's not necessarily written in mathematics, it's all mathematically based. So even though some of the presentations are kind of more, more geared toward the animations, more toward fun for like a beginning level or intermediate level or home game level player, it's all still timeless content. So this library grows over time and grows and grows. So eventually you can find any subject that you want to improve on, go through that video series and learn it immediately. Whereas with a click and record style, training site, and I know other training sites have done shorter videos as well, but, not as specific as these. Where those, you're kind of just waiting for the situation to arise. And even like the example we talked about earlier, when it does arise, it's such a specific situation that you're so unlikely to encounter that same spot, against those same players or same positions, same stack sizes with the exact same hand that you're really not even going to know what to do to even try to emulate the player you were watching when you do see the spot. So if you're just like, wow, I'm really bad at continuation betting, apparently. I need to get better at that. So you can just watch a video series, and then you know already how to change your continuation betting frequency on a given board texture against a certain number of callers who've come along with you preflop, their positions in the hand, the stack sizes in the hand. And then we'll just take each variable like that, and each variable will be a video. And at the end, we kind of bring it all together so you can see what it looks like in real action.
Cool. Wow, that's I like that concept. So it's kind of like, again, I try to, you know, visualize things in analogies type of thing. But it sounds like it's almost like having an encyclopedia. And if you want to learn about cars, you don't have to start at A and read aardvarks and you know, baboons and business and everything like that. You can go right to the C and look up the specific topic. So, and again, I think that really is germane to home game players because, you know, all of us go home at the end of the night and go, geez, I screwed up that hand, or wow, I think I really got off course there, and you could immediately have some reinforcement and look up the situation or the particular thing you did wrong and get some guidance and some correction.
Exactly. And I think like something that might seem like, I don't know if the word is like intimidating, but just misplaced to a lot of players is that, okay, you have these like high level professional players teaching you, introductory level concepts. Like, okay, surely I could learn that from anyone. But the point mm-hmm. is that these people who we have producing content are so used to taking the simple concepts and translating them into what becomes ultimately more complex as your skill level as a player increases, that you kind of, we can guide a player from a beginning concept to an advanced concept without having all of these common tripping points that arise from people who try to extrapolate from emulating other players. So when that happens, you misapply concepts. But when you have a very good player explaining a simple concept, they know where all the pitfalls are already. So you can say like, okay, well, this might happen. So if that happens, you know, be ready for it and do this. Or you can just present the content in a way that circumvents those difficulties.
Cool. There's one thing I actually forgot to ask you. How did you guys come up with the name Poker Sprout?
I don't know. It was just kind of a brand idea that we enjoyed, and the idea of something growing that needs like regular attention. It seemed like a nice analogy to poker skill. So like you're not going to get better at poker unless you water the plant.
Wow. I like it.
Do you, again, the touchy subject, I don't know if you've worked out the specific shit or not, but again, our home game players that are just trying to improve themselves and sharpen their game and maybe be victorious around the home game table, probably don't have a $450 an hour to invest or would be worth their time to do that. What is your pricing, and do you have different levels as far as like a beginner's and a master level or anything like that? Or
yeah, exactly. And that's a lot of the impetus for creating a training site like this is to be able to help more people. Like I said, I was doing group coaching, but even that is out of a lot of people's price range. So to launch, we're $29 a month, and I believe we're doing $290 a year, so you'd get 2 months for free. And it's just one level. You get all access to beginning to advanced videos. So we're definitely planning on adding another level pretty soon, but that's going to be just different types of content. So we're never going to like screen people from content based on how difficult it is to understand, because our goal is to take people from beginning level to professional level if that's what they want to do. So we're okay. Starting off with a video for what we believe to be literally every Hold'em player. So if you play in a home game, if you play live, if you play online, if you play tournaments, if you play cash games, if you play sit and goes, any of that will have a very specific video for you. Or if you like studying game theory, there's stuff like that in there as well.
Cool. Well, before
now, right now, you're kind of in a pre-launch stage, right? So you're not really ready to take on, you know, the membership or anything like that, but you've got it set up where people can put their, log in and get a free login right now and see one or two of the videos if they refer friends and things like that. So we'll definitely, you know, be involved in this. We're going to be promoting it and have links to this on our website and particularly in our show notes, but just to let our folks know that right now it's not up and running, but it's awfully close. Is that correct?
Oh yeah. So we're in this kind of fun stage of it, this pre-launch mode where you can go and check out a video series. It's about hand reading. So for those of you guys who haven't heard the term before, it's basically narrowing down your opponent's possible holdings given information throughout a hand. And so it's a pretty introductory level video. There's not math in it or anything like that. So it's fun to watch. I think a lot of the home game crowd will like it a lot. But you go to pokersprout.com. You sign up with your email address, and then you create a custom link for your account. And then when you give that custom link to one of your poker buddies, say someone who plays in your home game, and he signs up or she signs up, then you unlock the next video. So there's six videos total, and you can unlock all six by referring your friends like that.
Cool.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Well, before we go, I wanted to ask, you know, if any of our listeners have some questions for you or about Poker Sprout or want to connect with you, you know, how can they reach you?
We're on Facebook, just at Poker Sprout. Twitter, our handle's at Poker Sprout. Even Instagram now, if you guys want to send some pictures our way or whatever. But, yeah.
Pictures of poker with sprouts or something.
Yeah, exactly. That would be very welcomed and hilarious. But yeah, anywhere would be awesome. We're always out to answer questions and see what people want to hear. I mean, we can create video series based on, you know, anything we hear from you guys. So if you want to see something specific, don't be afraid to reach out. I mean, we have, you know, maybe 200, 250 video series in our backlog that we want to make, but we could always add one more.
Well, that's great. And like I say, we'll keep in touch and keep our listeners updated. And when you're maybe launched and up and ready to go, we'll have you back on to kind of refresh what we're doing and get a little deeper into things. But we certainly appreciate you taking the time to spend some time with us today and talk about yourself and talk about this, new venture you're in. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners before we let you go?
Oh, no, man, just that I can't wait to show everyone this. It's going to be so cool. I mean, all the video series that we're going to launch with, I think they're all very special and very valuable. I guess our goal as a company each time we make a video series is to have it pay for 10 times the subscriber fee for the month. So we want each video series to be worth at least $300 to a player. So we're aiming to make everything as high as quality as possible, and we want you guys to really experience that for what should be the cheapest price out there.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's great to hear your passion for it. That's really wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. And like I say, we'll be putting links on our site and keeping you updated with some more information. So look to have you back in a few weeks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, Robbie and Bruce.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you, Reed.
Thanks again. All the training in the world needs to be occasionally supplemented by a bit of luck. Most players call hitting a one-outer very, very lucky.
One-outer.
So, Bruce, you know, usually we do our one-outer. It's one of those, you know, hopefully funny stories, things that happen around the table. I don't really have anything funny this time for the one-outer, but it's actually a one-outer story.
A real one-outer.
A real one-outer that happened to me. It was back a few years ago. I was playing in Bally's, the old Bally's room in Atlantic City before they did the whole big remodeling. And they, at the time, they had a promotion where the highest hand of the day or something like that, yeah, of the 24-hour period, would get like $200. So it was pretty cool, right? So the flop comes, and there are three clubs. It was the 9, 10, and jack of clubs, right?
Wow, coordinated like that.
Well, that's coordinated great. Completely, right? And I had the 8 of clubs, okay, which basically gives me the open-ended straight flush draw, okay? And, you know, I'm not going to fold at that point for the straight flush draw. And, you know, the betting went back and forth, and I'll just get to the punchline here. The river the turn came, it was a blank, but I stayed in. The river came, and it was the queen of clubs. So I did hit that straight flush all the way to the queen, 8, 9, 10, jack, queen. So I put in a little feeler bet, which I think was 20. I think the pot was around $50 at the time. I figured I could get away with it. I get raised pot, right? So you're talking another, you know, 70 bucks. Another 90, okay? I raised all in, and the guy shows me the ace of clubs in his hand and folds. And I'm just like standing, I was like, oh my God, how on earth do you fold? He says, you got the high hand of the day, don't you? And I'm like, well, I kind of have to show because I want that $200 jackpot, and I did. So I was just blown away that he folded. I hit that one outer. I got the 200 bucks, but how on earth do you fold the nut flush?
Boy, that's a great read on his part.
Yep.
Very good.
All the cards have been dealt for this episode of Top Pair. We hope you found it informative, thought-provoking, and entertaining. Robbie and Bruce will be happy to have you join them for our next show. Just a reminder, we love your input. Contact us via email at feedback@toppair.net. Give us a follow on Twitter at Top Pair and like our Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast Facebook page. After all, we're not always right, just 99% of the time. For a more in-depth look at the Top Pair Home Game Poker Podcast, including access to past episodes, topics to be covered in the future, and links to information mentioned in the show, log on to our website at toppair.net.